Time now for a recap of the day in oil, and Inez Ferre is here to help us out. Inez, a big drop here, especially later in the day, for crude oil. What's behind it?
Yeah, that's right, Alexis. And WTI January future settling at $70.73 per barrel. Brent crude also lower for the day. The IEA monthly oil report, that is showing that you may see a slowdown as far as demand for oil is concerned, but the recovery is not going to be totally derailed. But the IEA, the International Energy Agency, revised down its oil demand forecast by 100,000 barrels per day for the remainder of this year and also for the remainder of 2022. Now, jet fuel is expected to see the biggest impact to the downside. So even though demand for oil may slow a bit, production is expected to outpace demand. And a lot of that production is because of U.S. increased production and also because of OPEC Plus production. Separately, I do want to mention that the U.S. Energy Chief Jennifer Granholm said that the U.S. is not considering now reinstating a ban on the export of crude oil. That had spooked investors a little bit when the administration had alluded to possibly reinstating that ban. That was in order to clamp down gasoline prices. But the energy chief saying flat out that the U.S. was not going to reinstate the ban. Alexis, Karina?
All right. And Inez Ferre, thanks so much.